drive finally under your belt, how concerned were you or have you been about sort of getting that going, getting your mojo back?
I wasn't concerned. I knew once we found it, we would lock it in and really hone in on it. It was just a matter of being comfortable and Eli being comfortable and the offensive line getting into a rhythm as well, because we need all of that in order for us to work. So we were excited about finally putting those things all together and coming through with a score right before the half.
Have you felt that coming in practice? I mean, it's stuff that we're not seeing practice.
Yeah. I mean, you see plays that happen. You see us kind of clicking on certain days, and some days you don't. I mean, that's kind of things that happen. You have your ups and downs during practice. But this week I felt an efficiency that was there. We were getting after offensively and defensively, and we were able to make some things happen during practice, and thankfully it carried over during the game.
It looks like it's been a timing thing, like getting the timing down has been a big part of it. Thank you very much. Those two balls that you kind of hit, on the, it looked like the timing was right. Did it feel like, okay, that's what it's supposed to feel like?
Yeah, absolutely. We found the covers that we were looking for. We found the route combination we were looking for, and you can tell that it was just the timing was right and the energy was right, and you can see that Eli was on the same page as me, so it was good.
There to my shoulder?
Yeah, just a little bit, man. Plus, you look clean. I want to keep you that way.
It was a Jay-Z rap.
Victor, what's the biggest thing you really like the way this offense progressed through this game and the starters were in?
I think just the resiliency we've shown. I mean, we didn't start as good as we wanted to, and I think we just came back with the third series and the fourth series, and we just kept going. We didn't sulk or anything. We just kept going. We knew it was going to be a process, but we got it done, and we were able to move the ball and do some good things.
Can you sense that from Eli, too, the way he was starting to get a
little bit? Absolutely. You can kind of sense in the play calling as well that he was really starting to get into a groove a little bit, and he was making checks at the line, really starting to figure out the defense, and we were able to kind of pick our poison with them and see blitzes before they come and shift the line and things like that, so it was good to see.
Did you catch Matt Sims' dance?
No, I didn't see that.
He did a little salsa after his
touchdown. That's my guy. Me and him, we trained a little bit in the offseason together. He throws me a couple passes here and there when I need a quarterback over there with my trainer. So he's good. He's a good dude.
I don't know if maybe it was Salas was the guy in quarters.
So oh, okay. Probably. No biggie on my, no biggie for me.
The one play, I don't know if you asked about it, but the third and three when you got that window cleared open, you were moving on the same side.
Yep.
Is that the kind of play that you guys have been waiting to kind of click with this offense?
I think so. I think those are plays that have to be go-to plays for us, and the plays we had got to hit in certain coverages like the one we faced tonight. So it's definitely one that we've been waiting to hit, and I think we found it, and we got to be able to have that play be a consistent one for us, and then we have things off of that play that we can run as well.
And that was just as simple as Ruben kind of clearing underneath for you to...
Yeah, it was one of those plays where he clears in, and I basically have a one-on-one matchup against the covers that we've been seeing all week in practice that we anticipated them running. We got it done.
Thank you.